why the bard?
Hitzer.
This guy went, did a lot of research, and he looked for this person. Anyway, eventually he found him. So he phoned him up, he said, look, can I ask you a favour, can you make it? He said, I'm not medical. He said, cut the story very short, he said, can I make an appointment with you? He said, I can make an appointment with you. He made an appointment. He said to him, I'll tell you the following, just listen to me for a few minutes. He said, what's going to happen to you after 120? You're going to go up to Shemaim, and they're going to ask you, why were you not medical this person? So you say, he did me a big avla, but he said, do you realise that because of you, this person's not deserved to have any children? What are you going to say then? Is it a fair justification to have our quadrants to mercy? He said, you know what, let me think about it. And Ketzer came back, I mustn't do Moichel. So the story was, he was Moichel him, and Baruch Hashem, the other person was answered. So it's important, Rabbi Yisrael shouldn't have hakpodos on a person. Right. Cool. Let's come to here, Binyan Bekeira. I was very busy with my tape measure this morning. My wife asked me, I'm going to building work, actually. I was measuring at home all different sorts of things. My wife asked me what I'm trying to build. The building I'm keeping away from. I say it's very interesting, this halacha over here. We said over here that there's a problem of anything which is attached to the wall, which is the mechuba lekarka, to attach it on Shabbos is a problem. So if someone's door handle comes off, it's the door is attached to the wall, it's a problem. If someone puts the door handle on again, even though he doesn't tighten it, it's a loose fixture, that is an isra binyan.
What do you mean?
You mustn't attach them. So join things together on Shabbos Moshi, you mustn't do. That is not allowed to be done, Moshi. Now, we spoke about, what we're speaking about on Monday was a very interesting point of, is there an Issa of Bekalim? Marshall, someone makes a utensil on Shabbos. Is there an Issa of Binyan to make something on Shabbos? So we said that something which is one amma by three ammas, that is, I've just looked it up now, before, since a person can walk into there, it's a place where a person can go, that is called a proper binyan. And therefore, that's got the same status as karka. And therefore, to make that binyan on Shabbos is certainly not allowed to do, even if it one makes a loose attachment. So we measured out last time, this building over here, this thing over here, I think the height was, it's one armor by three armors is 1.5 feet by 4.5 feet. Yeah, so we measured this last time, I think. Let's just get this around here. It's over here. It's about...
About 6 foot, really.
So this is 6 foot, and how big is it across here? It's 6 foot by about 2 foot. It's 12 foot. So the shear of 1 amma by 3 ammas, I worked out, is roughly 11.69 cubic feet. So if you've got an area of that, that's already got into the makaka. That means to say, if something comes loose over here, for example, this knob comes loose, and you want to put it on even loosely, you mustn't do it. Because that's got the same din of being
in
the
cup. It's half the size, it comes loose.
No, so if it's loose, and I must tell you the truth, there, yeah, since it's normal to tighten it,
yeah,
even on a cable, you mustn't do it. A lot of cable in the washer, well, I'll give you an example, you see. So I'll give you an example. So he's right, the moshel. You get sometimes moshel that shelf over there, yeah? I don't know if it's attached to the wall actually there, yeah? So there's no shilah, it's attached to the wall. It's called mechuba lekarka. If a shelf were to come off that shelf there, the shelf is very loose actually. A shelf comes off very easy. It's stuck on four little things, it's very loose, and you want to put the shelf back on again on Shabbos. That's also to do. Because since it's attached to the wall, it's called binyan lekarka. If you'd have a loose sforim shrunk, let's say, a loose one, yeah, but that's that one over there, and you had a shelf in it, and that shelf came off on Shabbos,
yes.
That shelf you could put on Shabbos.
Can.
Yeah, because that's a loose binding, that's a loose thing, a loose connection.
Tighten the knots.
To tighten the knots, so the moisture, it would depend. You know,
that's covered. That's covered with a knot, when you couldn't tighten it, if it came off.
Because that is a chashash, you might tighten it, yeah?
It's not the size.
But whenever, even if it's not the size, to make a strong chibur is also. So we said the moshel, the broom handle that comes off, to take the broom handle and turn it into the broom to make a tight chibur is also. Even if you make a loose one, you say, I'm happy to make a loose one, it's also because there's a danger you might tighten it. That is also to do. What came out last week was very interesting. This is a new part of it now. It's very interesting. What would you say, Lamoshel? Let's say a person's got a drawer from a fridge, a shelf from a fridge, and the fridge shelf has come out. Or can you take it out on Shabbos, that fridge shelf? Now, 1 minute. Oh, very good. So a normal fridge, very often a fridge, normally, is quite big. It's more than 1 by 1 by 3. So the chayra, to take the shelf out, Or put it back in again, the chosher should be problematic.
Even though it's loose.
Even though it's loose. Because the binyan became it. Oh, very good. So there's a new svara which we didn't mention. And that's the svara with something which is oimed lekach, which is normal to do. That could be not a problem. Now, fridges, I must say, I don't know how often the fridges are cleaned. But is it often that a fridge shelf comes out? You say not. Oh, but I'm saying very often it's cleaned, the fridge shelf, yeah? So this will depend. If the shelf, I asked the Rather Off, says to me like this, if it's normal once in 30 days to take the shelves out, then that is okay. A big? Oh, exactly. Well, sometimes can be as well sometimes in the fridge. First got, he wants to maneuver things around. He's got a big pot. Yeah, he's got a big pot, the bottle, which don't fit in the shelves. So he'll take the shelves out in order. You have to know how often it is. So my person said to me, it depends. Every person's stomach will depend on himself. This is, it's not a bottle of data here, because many people move shelves around the fridge. Many, I asked someone today, the bottle, how often do you clean your fridge? He said, quite often. His wife cleans it quite often, once every month, let's say. So you take a shelf out. If it's common to do, to take the shelves out, then that's like a what? Sorry? No, it's not. But in Hilke's Boine, it could be that once it's already called enough of a time to do it, that it's a normal thing to do. Yes, yeah, a chiddush. I must say it's a chiddush to answer this. Yes, so that would be okay to do in such a case. I'm just trying to think. I'll tell you what. Yes, yeah, so that's number one. So don't wash the fridge. Huh? Oh, now freezer drawer is good, yeah? A freezer drawer is made to open and close. So that's possible to open and close. But if it comes out of where it's supposed to be, that's not normal. That most people don't take out. I think that's a normal thing to stay in. So that is the problem to put back in again. First of all, a freezer can often be one by one by three. I say it's not very much. I'll tell you how I measured it. I measured the dishwasher. We'll come to the dishwasher in a minute. A dishwasher is exactly this year.
Yeah.
The area. No, it's just I won't work it out. Not inside, you measure on the outside. You measure from the outside. Yeah. First of all, that shear is very, it's not made. Normally you can make it very narrow, yeah? It's not here like that. Yeah, the shear of a dishwasher, that's just to give you an idea. Hold on a minute. A dishwasher is 3 foot high by 2 foot by 2 foot, which gives you a total area of about 12 feet. That is Mummy's, this case over here, more or less a shear of 40 stone. So 1 minute, let's talk about what we're talking about, freezer. A freezer is very often bigger than this year, yeah? Freezer, very often, you're watching my Yiddish, a freezer is very often very bigger than this year. And then the chora, that is the problem. If the shelf comes out, so to put it back, even though it's a loose connection, it's not normal to come out, therefore that's a problem. Yeah? Good, so far so good? 1 minute, a shelf or a freezer? I'm going to make something clear, it's not clear. That posher, the shelf of a freezer, the shelf of a freezer which you open up along the runners to put things in, that's posher, that's mutter. The drawer of a freezer which you open up to pull out to get things inside, that's posher, that's mutter. That's open to open and close. That's like a door. I'm talking about taking the drawer completely out. The drawer's completely out. You haven't got enough in the freezer, you want to take the drawer completely out of the freezer, that is the problem. Avada, that's posher. Opening the drawer to the end of the runner, to open the drawer like you do normally, you take it out, it's still connected to the freezer, and then push it back in, that's posher, that's mutter. We're talking about here whether you pulled it out, or by mistake you pulled it out too far, and the whole drawer came out. Now, to put
that.
Same as your cupboard. Exactly the same. Soisa. Wherever's boina is soisa. He's asking, can I put it out? Wherever's boina is soisa, they can't, yeah? So to put out the, what do you call it, is a problem. Detach it from its ridge is a problem, yeah? Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah.
Straightforward. So far it's very, very straightforward. I think it's very, very straightforward. So, Lechoyra, I was just thinking about this over here. What about.
Is a lady that has a drawn shovel, if she looks through in there, sometimes, when she looks through in on shovels, and the food is cold, can she put it back in the freezer?
She can pull it out, but she shouldn't pull the whole thing out, will she, sometimes? She shouldn't pull the whole thing out, because to put it back might be a problem. To tell her not to pull the whole thing out, just slightly out.
Right.
All right? That is the halacha of a, what do you call it? Now, this one is also interesting. A dishwasher, let's say this dishwasher is a bit smaller. Let's say it's not 1 by 1 by 3. So now, Lechoy, you would tell me, which I thought, let's say by mistake I pull the whole drawer out. Can I put it back?
No.
Why?
Under the shears.
It's under the shears, under 1 by 1 by 3.
Yes.
Oh, you can put it
loose,
it's not permanent.
It's a shock. So, yeah, anyone tell me why you can't? So, I asked the rogue this, I said, you're a good sport, why? It's a problem.
This cross is not
right,
so good.
Why?
The wire is the wall.
No,
that's a good swirl. That's more of a wire attached to the wall. I'm not saying we pass this halacha, I'm saying we don't. Some want to patter all electrical kalim from Tefillah's kalim, because about the electric goes into the socket. So it's called mechubar lekarka. The master didn't like this. It's not even fitted in. Oh, very good. To start with a rock top, very good swirl. You hear a very good swirl. The rock top is the master that's the problem mechubar lekarka, because there's a drain outlet that's connected to the water pipe. So that is much worse. Both pipes are a problem. Both pipes are interesting to swallow, actually, yeah? So the chayra, that is called mechubar lekarka. So if by mistake one pulled out the drawer by mistake completely out, the chayra is the problem to put it back in again.
Why is that different?
A plug for wire is nothing. The fact that it's just that's one thing, that's what we call mechubar lekarka.
Isn't the dishwasher also?
It's not holding it, but it's money. It's part of the dishwasher. You need the dishwasher to be connected into it in order for the water to go out. It's part of this tamshish sort of thing. The electric stock is like a zaytigazach of the what do you call it? It's not money. It's an integral part of the dishwasher. You're right, the dishwasher won't work without it. But first of all, there's a chiddush to call one plug in there a mechubar lekarka. Into a pipe.
Yeah.
But the pipes are all mechubar lekarka, so it's going into a mechubar lekarka. It's mummy's joint into a mechubar lekarka.
It's connected to
a mechubar lekarka.
Electricity's got
both of them. It's a chiddush. I'll tell you what else was a chiddush to me. I was thinking about this over here, Rabbi Yisai. You see, this is a new thing. A lot of people do this. Oh, look at this, Rabbi Yisai. This is a good example. Yeah? Can I put this on Shabbos? Can I put this back on Shabbos?
Yes.
Rather, here's not so posh. Why is it not so posh? Because it's screwed. Because it's meant to be screwed. So something which is meant to be screwed in could be a gezeira that you might screw it. And we spoke about this a few days ago, that something which is just upholstery, which comes in and off the frame, it fits in and off the frame, but it's not screwed in, that could be mutter. It's a keli, which is less than one by three. It's a temporary, it's a loose fixture, that could be mutter. But at the bottom over here, up these little caps over here, you know what I'm talking about, these white caps at the bottom. I was wondering about them, is there a problem to put them on Shabbos?
Yeah.
What?
Do
we? I was right. I was just waiting to it now, but it's very good. Yes, it's interesting. The chayre, it's very, very tight. Yeah? So, first of all, there's two sides. First of all, let's talk about binyan. Mitzad binyan, the chayre, it's less than 1 by 1 by 3. A chair is less than 1 by 1 by 3. So, there's no shaila of mechubar lekarka. It's not a big keli. But this join is a very strong join. And therefore, the chayra, that would be awesome to do. There's two of these things that you've got. I didn't bring it with here because I can see them on here. Sometimes you've got, besides these white things on the chair, you've got at the bottom of a chair, sometimes like a black thing that folds into it. Sometimes you've got at the bottom of a chair, like a metal piece, and you've got like, it shouldn't scratch the floor. That's number one. That's also very tight fitting. It's a very tight fitting, and there that is also very much done that it shouldn't scratch the floor and it should be even. So that could also be a problem of Makabah Patish, actually. I didn't cut this, but this could also be a problem of Makabah Patish. Once you've done it the first time and it comes out, the chayr shouldn't be a problem anymore, yeah? Well, on that, the answer is that Makabah Patish, if it's done bitkifas, if it's done very firm, there's a Makabah Patish even if it's done the second time. So there's a serious problem, l'chayr, on these chairs with these rubber grips. L'chayr, this rubber grip at the bottom is the same as the rubber grip into the metal. I think it's the same thing. So besides that, besides makabah patish, it could also be boiner. Why does it make a difference when it's makabah patish or boiner, Rabbi Yisai? What difference does it make whether you've done the isra or makabah patish or boiner? Why does it make a difference whether the thing over here is makabah patish or boiner? Second time might not help because it's done firmly, so it might be a problem even by makabah patish. I'll tell you what the difference is.
Soysa,
very good. There's a difference. Makabah patish got no opposite. If it's makabah patish, I could take it off. Let's say the moshah, let's say I've only got three on there. I sit on my chair, and there's three of them on there. It's not very comfortable. So I think, you know what, I'm going to take the other two off, or whatever, the other three off. That would be much of it's like makabah patish. If it's a problem of boina, then, now you've got a problem of soysa, to take those three off is going to be a problem. So l'chayra, one should not be able to tamper with those things on Shabbos. Someone told me he's in charge of the shul, where he puts them on in the shul, he actually glues them, he puts some silicone into the thing first, to make it very firm. But even without that, I think it stays on very, very firmly. So l'chayra, that would be a problem to do on, what do you call it, on Shabbos. That's number one there, over there. So what did we speak about? Let's make a quick take on what we said. So we said basically any Kaylee, so again, Rob, so on these shelves over here, moving the pins on these shelves, once you've got these pins which go into the shelves, the holes, those are very firm, and those, to move them around on Shabbos is very problematic. They're not, it's not oimed, like, it's not made for that. It's mechuba lekarka, and therefore to move them around is a problem. Not only that, if a shelf came out, one of the children took a shelf out, took all the sforim out, took a shelf out, to put that shelf back on there again is also a problem. Since it's a very big keli, and even without that, it's mechuba lekarka, it's a problem. If a person's got a small sforim shrunk next to him, which is less than by one by one by gimel, it's less than that, it's less than that shear, so it hasn't got a big shear. If a child, for example, took one of the shells out, that shell would be allowed to be put back again. Because since it's such a small thing, it's a loose connection, that's mutter. That's important to know, yeah? That's number one. Number two, we spoke about brooms. Anything which is a small shear, to make a tight connection is a problem on Shabbos. So for example, someone's broom has come off, to take the broom and screw it back on again, or someone's pot, for example, there's a screw in, the handle screws in. So, for example, to do that on Shabbos is mamish osa. That's mamish, to tightening it on Shabbos, that's binyan bekalim, a strong chibur is not allowed to be done. Glass water said, yeah, tightening anything which is a strong tightening is not allowed to be done. That's osa to do. Sorry? No, loosely is not allowed either because the gazeris is normally done strongly, yeah? So that's why it won't be done either, yeah? That's also not allowed. And then we talked about over here dishwashers and fridges and things. So again, I just want to speak to that clearly. Anything which is the derech to take out once in 30 days, it's normal for people to do it, which could well be by fridges. It's very stubborn to say by a fridge. It could be like that. Depends on yourself. If it's normal to take the fridges out, then to take the shelves out is okay. And to put it back is also alright. If it's not the derech, so I'm washing the dishwasher. No. If it's a dishwasher where it's not the derech to come out, I guess, or a normal drawer in a work, a normal unit in your house where the drawer is meant to come out, it's not meant to come out completely. Let's say it came off the runner, it came completely off. To put that back on Shabbos is not allowed to be done. That's mamish osa. That's mechuba lekarka. It's osa to do. And a dishwasher lechayr, even if it's less than shear of one by gimel, that lechayr is still called mechuba lekarka because it goes into a water outlet, and therefore that is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. All right, everybody, saying.